Hello and welcome to Acts of a Listener Radio. This is session number 29. I'm Stephen Garrity. I've got nine songs for you today, nine excellent songs. I'm going to start off with a local band from here from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. It's not something I often do because the chances of great music happening to come from the same place I'm from are relatively slim. But of course, great music can come from anywhere. This band, 2 Hours Traffic, I hadn't paid attention to for quite a while just because I assumed, like all things, I assume anything new is crappy until I hear otherwise. And I heard otherwise, so eventually I had to pay attention. I saw them open for Joel Plaskett last summer, and I was very impressed. And I've been listening to their EP, and then they have an album out just recently called Little Jabs. You can get it from zunier.com. I'll talk a little bit more about that soon. Their new album reminds me a little bit of The Shins, and you might be able to hear a bit of that. I'm going to play the closing track from their album, Little Jabs. This is 2 Hours Traffic with a song called Arms Akimbo.
Thank you.
It's 2 hours traffic. They just played a show on Friday night, a few blocks from here. The song is called Arms Akimbo. And the album, I mentioned it's available from Zunier. It's a website that sells mostly Canadian independent artists, which is pretty limiting. But if you actually like the music that I've been playing here on Acts of Volition Radio, it's actually got a lot of it covered. It's Z or Z-U-N-I-O-R.com. And the nice thing about it is all the music they sell, you buy downloads. It's available with no DRM or any kind of limitations. It's not locked down. And you can choose between a really high quality MP3, which is even higher quality than most of the stuff I think that you can get from iTunes, or for a few dollars more, and it's still slightly cheaper than iTunes, you can get a FLAC file, which is a completely open format, and it's completely lossless. So that's as good quality as you would get if you bought the CD and ripped it yourself with no compression or limitations or anything like that. So highly recommended, Zunier.com. You can get a lot of the stuff that I'm playing today from them, actually. This one, you cannot, actually, this next song. The band Travis, if you've heard of them before, it's kind of like, I don't know, pre-Coldplay British pop. Some really good songs, kind of catchy, but and they put in a new record this year, and I was curious. I had really liked some of their older stuff. The record's called The Boy With No Name, and when I heard that, I was like, didn't they put that record out already? I don't know. So I listened to the record all the way through, and mostly it's solid, but very little stood out to me, which isn't very good, I guess. But this one track really did, and mostly because of this awesome walking bass line that starts it off. And the whole song just sits so comfortably on top of it that I really loved it. The song's called Big Chair. This is Travis.
Slow, big chair.
That's from the new Travis album. Something I didn't mention leading into it is that that album was recorded by, I'm not going to get his name right, Nigel Godrich, I think it is. Anyway, it's the dude who recorded a bunch of the Radiohead stuff, including OK Computer. So obviously pretty well recorded, but I really like that song, especially the bass line. In session number 2 of Acts of Volition Radio, which was all live tracks, I played a song called The Ghost at Number 1 by a band called Jellyfish. And what really amazed me about that particular performance, and if you haven't heard it, go back and download it, it's worth it, is that it sounded like it could have been recorded in a studio with overdubbing, but it was just straight out live recording. It was really amazing, because they're a pretty orchestral band. So, but I realized the other day that I hadn't played any of the songs from the album that was from. The album came out in 1993, and it's called Spilt Milk, and it's unbelievably good, and the musicianship is just extraordinary. You know, you can get some great music and great songwriting or songwriters from people who just, you know, really aren't great at their instruments, and sometimes it doesn't matter. Well, these guys have it both nailed. They have the songs nailed, and they're just unbelievably talented. And I'm going to play a song. I say every song's my favorite. This is definitely a top 10, maybe. I think I have 30 songs in my top 10. This song's so beautiful, and it goes back and forth between this kind of Beatles poppy melody and just this achingly beautiful, I'm talking about it when you should be listening to it. It's called The Glutton of Sympathy. This is Jellyfish.
In the breathless hush of 4 a.m. In the dark sits a sad cliche, cloaked in the navy blue of slowly fading stars. Tell me how this came to be. Sleeplessness talk to me. She'd say over and over again. Fumbling through a cut glass vase, passing lipstick, cotton spoons, burning jealous pictures of marriages, of friends. You never asked to be the glutton of sympathy, she says over and over. This is the end. 'Cause I see it in your eyes, what you don't. On this white snow vacant page, all the lessons that she learns, she packs away. Time to
is unmistakably Jellyfish. That is The Glutton of Sympathy. It's from the album Spilt Milk, and the entire album is that good. Highly recommended that you go find that. I've played a few songs by Stars before, and they have a new album out called Our Bedroom After the War, and I listened to the entire album through the other day, and it was so damn pretty, and that sounds kind of ridiculous, but that was the word that was stuck in my head. It's a pretty album, almost to a fault, where it's like too much icing, it's too sweet. But there are some beautiful songs on it, some really great songs, and two in particular stood out to me. I'm going to play one of them today. The other one is called Personal. I think it's track number 7. It's sort of a call and answer female with the female and male vocalist, which they do so well. The lyrics are all written like personal ads, and it's heartbreaking, made me want to cry. Recommended. But the song I'm going to play for you today is just a great Stars song, and I'll let you judge for yourself. It's called Midnight Coward. This is Stars from their new album, In Our Bedroom After the War.
Sweetness never suits me. When I get it up to take you home, maybe it's love at first, slightly drunk. Now I'm walking with the sun in my mouth. Worry isn't well, gonna let it fall tonight from where we stand. What can't be decided?
Midnight Coward by Stars. I've played the New Pornographers before, a great Canadian pop band. Their album Mass Romantic, I think, was one of the best of the decade, especially of Canadian albums. They have a new record out called Challengers. I haven't even had time to completely digest it, but there are already a bunch of songs in there that I know people are going to love. One that stood out to me on the first few listenings was a song called Failsafe. It's built on this really consistent tremolo guitar, distorted guitar, and they just do amazing things on top of it. I just like the melodies. I always do with the New Pornographers. This is from their new album, Challengers. It's Failsafe. The New Pornographers with Failsafe from their new album Challengers, and it's a fantastic album, highly recommended. You might hear a few other tracks from it in future sessions of Acts of Volition Radio. That driving guitar line, that tremolo repeating guitar line that runs through that song, it reminds me a lot of some of the noise pop bands that I like, and reminded me in particular of there's a band called the Lassie Foundation. I don't have anything on hand. I've ordered a disc, so I'll have something to play in some future sessions. But they're a band I really liked, and I just discovered the other day that their guitar player from the Lassie Foundation, his name is Jeff Schroeder. He's the guy who's basically the new James Iha in the Smashing Pumpkins now with Billy Corgan, which is, I guess, a pretty good gig for him. Now, the Pumpkins have a new album out, Zeitgeist, but I haven't really listened to it much. I haven't really digested it. I'm kind of skeptical, given that it's really only half of the Smashing Pumpkins, but I'll give it a chance. But the first project that Billy Corgan had after the Pumpkins originally split up was a band called Zwan. They put out an album, Mary, Star of the Sea, and what was so cool about that album was that it was all the good things about Billy Corgan, some of the better parts of his songwriting and that unique voice, if you can say that's a good part. But it was like he was happy, and there was some, you know, there was other influences in the band rather than him controlling everything. And with, you know, that's how you end up with an album like Adore, I think. But Zwan was it was like there were pop songs. This is the opening track from their album. This is Zwan with Lyric. Thank you. That's Zwan, one of Billy Corgan's side projects with Lyric. Now, I mentioned in the intro to that song, talking a bit about the new pornographers and the Lassie Foundation. I was talking about some of those noise pop groups. One of those that I really loved was is Starflyer 59. Now, they really began as, like, they were really categorized as, like, shoegazer noise pop. That really, really just oppressively droning, thickly, lushly distorted guitar. But it's funny, they've kind of evolved into writing these just really cleanly recorded pop records. And the last album that they put out was in 2006, called My Island, and it was more in this vein of more cleanly produced, and some of that stuff I hadn't liked as much, but they have some really great songs on there. This is also a band that John Hicks, who some nerds listening to this, which I think would be a lot, hello nerds, would know John Hicks as he's the illustrator that drew the final versions of the Firefox and Thunderbird logos, icons. Anyway, John Hicks, a great designer, he's a big fan of Starflyer 59, as am I. I just missed them in Chicago by a day. I was there last month. This is a song I'm going to play from that most recent album, My Island. The song is called, it's called I Win, or if you're to sing along with it, I-W-I-N.
When I try to erase or calculate, for a moment could you just decide which way to go? I need advice. I've been wrong, it's just close quarters. They have a way to cloud your mind. Is my lot in life to just resign? Or could you tell me, should I travel and maybe get the starting part? And a monogram that says I-W-I-N. What am I supposed to say? My talents and acquired taste. That's just what you say when you've missed your train. I've been wrong, it's just close quarters. They have a way to cloud your mind. Is my lot in life to just resign? Or could you tell me, should I travel and maybe get the starting part? And a monogram that says I-W-I-N.
That's Starflyer 59 from their album My Island. Now, that was 2006. Going back 10 years to 1996, the Manic Street Preachers released their album Everything Must Go. And the big single from that album was a song called Design for Life. And it's always stuck with me as just as earnest epic, melodic, and heavily orchestrated, just a powerful song. And I've always loved that. Whenever I try to get into their other stuff, it's just too earnest. I just can't get into it. But this song holds up. I tracked it down today, and I wasn't sure if it would hold up, and I played it through, and it was as powerful as I remember. This is the Manic Street Preachers from 1996 with Design for Life. The Manic Street Preachers with Design for Life. In the last session, I played a song by the Joel Plaskett Emergency from their new album, Ashtray Rock. I played Snowed In, which was the first single. That album is just fantastic. I could play every song from it. One that sticks out for me is the album's sort of a story, you know. Sometimes reviewers have been using the term concept album, but I mean, that term doesn't mean a whole lot. There's a bit of a thread that runs through the songs, which is cool. And this track in particular is called The Instrumental, and it's mostly instrumental. It has a little soliloquy there with a female voice reading like a letter or an email or a postcard or something, and it's probably the most overt component of the story. But it strikes me as strangely powerful, and it fits nicely with the music that lays the bedding for this track. So this is the final track for this session. This is the Joel Plaskett Emergency with The Instrumental from their album Ashtray Rock. Thanks for listening.
Really good. Say hi to everybody for me. Hugs and kisses.